奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天学员的最后一次祷告会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our student's prayer for the evening.
我们唱一首诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
Okay. 409首
Sing him 409. Please be seated.
从礼拜天晚上开始到现在，我们已经祷告了好几个小时，好几次了。
Ever since Sunday evening till now, we have prayed for many times and for many hours.
你们想神有没有在听你们祷告？
Do you believe that God is listening to your prayers?
Okay, Mina, 你怎么知道神有在听你祷告？
So how do you know you?
因为你觉得你很喜乐。
Because she feels very joyful.
Yeah, 有时候我们祷告，我们可以感觉到神，就在那边听我们祷告。
And yes, many times during our prayers, we can feel that God is there listening to us.
但是有时候我们祷告，我们好像觉得好像没有回音哦。
But sometimes when we pray, we do not feel like we are getting a response.
我们不知道神到底有没有在听我祷告。
And we're not sure whether God is even listening to our prayers.
为什么我的祷告好像？没有功效，没有看到结果。
And why does it sometimes feel that our prayers are ineffective and there are no consequences of our prayers, no results?
就像有时候呢，我们在幕的前面我们在看一出戏一样我们可以看到结果。
And sometimes it's like if we are standing in front of a screen, we can see the ending of a movie.
那有时候我们是站在幕后，我们在那边祷告，我们没有看到前面。
And sometimes if we are behind praying, we do not see what lies ahead.
但是当然，有时候我们也在幕前，也在幕后。我们像我们去年的 NATS， 我们看到那个魏姐妹那个的病痛得到很大的进步。
And sometimes, like last year during the NATS, we prayed for Sister Wei, and we saw a great improvement in her health.
我今天想要跟大家分享一个故事见证。
And I wanted to share a testimony with everyone.
事实上，这个妈妈我从来都不认识她。
And actually, it was a mother I never met before.
因为她在福州。
Because she is from 福州。
但是呢，我却知道她有一双很好祷告的手，她有一双很虔诚的祷告的手。
And she has a very sincere prayer song.
Hands.
Oh, hands. Hands of prayer.
那为什么我知道呢？
And why do I know this?
因为这个妈妈，我从来没有机会跟她讲话，讲电话，或者是通电话，或者是见到她，因为她没有来美国。
And I've never actually spoken to this mother or met her face to face because she has never been to the United States.
但是呢，在这三年当中，我却看到神在她孩子身上的作为。
But after 3 years, I can see how God's hands was over her son, her child.
她的孩子在不到二十岁的时候，就先后从福州到美国来。
Okay, and so the son came from Fuzhou to study in the United States.
他不是来读书，他是来做工。
He's not here to study, but rather to work.
所以他必须要很，而且他是跳机的。他是。
Illegal, yeah, he came here illegally.
所以他必须跑很多地方，然后为了生活。所以他虽然他在福州的时候，他妈妈已经帮他们受洗了，可是他们从来都没有接触教会，从来都不知道教会在哪里，也从来不知道祷告。
And so, his mother had him baptized when he was very young, but he did not know how to rely on prayer or how to have a faith or anything along those lines.
很可惜，在他们成长当中，他妈妈可能太忙了，没有好好的给他们宗教教育。
And across their growth, the mother never had any time to instill some religious education inside of them.
所以有次机会，然后第一次邀请他来参加家庭聚会的时候，他不知道怎么祷告，他看着我们祷告，然后在那里傻笑。
And so the first time we invited him to pray in our family service, he didn't join us in prayer, but rather he watched us and laughed.
然后他们两个兄弟都是这样子哈。
And he and his brother were like that as well.
他们不认识神，他们也过着没有神的生活。
And they did not know God, and they lived a life that was did not fear God. 他们
甚至有那种一些做餐厅的人一些不好的习惯，像抽烟啊，或者偶尔去赌博。
And they had picked up habits from the people around them, such as smoking or gambling.
但是神却借着他一个很单纯的外邦没有信主的媳妇呢，开始跟我们教会接触。
And then it is through a non-believing sister-in-law who brought them to church.
这个小的媳妇呢，她非常单纯，所以她一听说我们有教会，她就很喜乐来教会，参加我们聚会。
And so when the sister-in-law heard that our church was having services, she came very joyfully.
然后她就马上就希望能够受洗成为神的儿女。
And so she wanted to take the opportunity to be baptized and to be a daughter of God.
可是这个她的先生呢，却还是远远的。离教会很远，就是送他到教会也离得很远，都不愿意进去。
But her husband would always keep a distance from church, just drop her off, and then just keep his distance.
在这个整个过程中，感谢神，神让我当一个工具，所以我有机会就是帮他们接送，因为他们家离我们家比较近。
And so thank God that God was able to use me as a vessel that I live close enough to them that I could give them rides.
所以我可以看到他们的改变。
And so I could see their transformation.
没有多久，他们搬到另外一个地方去，离开教会了。
And not long after, they moved to another place far away from church.
那我有机会，我就尽量跟他电话联络。
And so I would take every opportunity to give them a call.
今年五月。的时候呢，他这个是小哥小儿子跟他媳妇啊，那他的大哥哥还是住在达拉斯附近。
And so this is the younger brother and his wife, and then the older brother stayed in Dallas.
那我有五月的时候有一个福州的妈妈我们的姐妹来，那我就想说，因为他们都是福州人，我就邀请这个福州的妈妈去访问他。
And so in May, a sister from Fuzhou came, and I thought since they were all people from Fuzhou, then I'd take the sister to visit them.
那去餐厅访问他们，可是他们就是都不没有理睬我们这样子啊。
And so I took them to the restaurant, but they did not really meet us there.
他们所以这个福州的姐妹也很失望，她。觉得他不能够做什么事情这样子。
And so the sister from Fuzhou was very disappointed because she felt that she could not do anything.
但是因为我跟他的这个小的弟妹小的媳妇比较有联络，我知道他的婆婆就是这个妈妈，在福州的妈妈常常在为他们祷告。
But because I was closer to the younger son's wife, I knew that the mother in Fuzhou was praying for them.
那神就听了他的祷告，然后就为他们开路了。
And then God heard her prayer and then opened up a path for them.
在今年的七月。
And in this past July.
我们从一个 Queens 的姐妹知道这个大的媳妇发现有癌症。
And then a sister from Queens found out that this older brother's wife had cancer.
那她就希望我们能够去访问他。
And she hoped that we could go to visit him, her.
那我们大的教会很多姐妹就很热心的赶快去访问他，跟他建立关系。
And so many of the sisters from Dallas Church went to go and build up a relationship with her.
因为他原来的个性就是都不理人的，不跟人家讲话，所以我们很难跟他建立关系。
And so it was very difficult originally to build up a relationship with her, with this wife, because she. She was not very sociable.
但是借着这个神的恩典开了，他就比较 open， 他就开比较 open， 开了他的 open heart.
But thanks to God's grace, she was more open and welcoming to us.
因为时间的关系，我就讲的简短的讲哈。那结果呢？很感谢神哦，他非常的追求。
Because of time constraints, I'm just going to keep it short. But thank God, she was very she pursued the word of God.
原来对圣经完全没有摸的人，他因为他癌症很痛，他晚上睡不着觉，他就是读圣经。
From someone who had never touched the Bible before, but because of her pain through her cancer, she could not sleep at night, and so she would read the Bible.
在三个月当中，他已经能够自己翻圣经了。
And after 3 months, she could flip through the Bible herself.
上个月我们 Dallas 教会举行灵恩会。
And last month, our Dallas church we had a spiritual convocation.
那这个得癌症的这个媳妇跟她的两个还没有受洗的女儿就受洗了。
And so this cancer patient, the wife, received baptism with her two daughters.
在她受洗之前，我听说她的妈妈在福州为他们进食祷告了。 一两个礼拜。
And so before her baptism, I heard that her mother-in-law in Fuzhou had been praying and fasting for her for about 2 weeks.
所以我们知道一双妈妈祷告的时候非常的有力量。
And so we know a pair of mothers praying hands is very effective.
我知道我们当中有很多人这次来参加 NATS 是为你们的孩子祷告。
And I know there are many of us who are here to attend NATS to pray for our children.
那 我想跟大家勉励的是说，即使你的孩子跟你差了两万里，离你那么远。
And so, it might be that your child is about 20,000 miles away from you.
你的孩子已经结婚了。
And maybe your child is already married.
很不幸的又娶了外邦人。
Or maybe they have married a Gentile.
但是还是有机会。
But there is still hope.
你还是有机会把他带到教会，你还是有机会把神给你的责任完成。
But you still have the opportunity to fulfill the mission given to you by God.
就像黄传道今天早上所说的，爱能突破所有肉体的障碍哈，桎梏。
And so, just like what this morning Pastor Huang had said, that love can overcome, can break through barriers.
所以我们就只看一个经节，今天早上提的腓立比书第一章。
And so if we look at Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1 verse 3.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
每逢为你们众人祈祷的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
我想，我们妈妈都可以，或者是爸爸也是一样哈，都说我们想到我们的孩子就感谢神。
And I believe every single mother and father will thank their God, thank God for every one of their children.
我每次为我的孩子祷告的时候，都是欢欢喜喜的。
And every time I make a prayer for my children, I am very joyful.
好，我们现在来祷告哈，二十分钟啊。你们如果要到前面来，可以到前面来。
And so now we're about to pray for 20 minutes, so please come forward to pray.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督圣名开始，今天晚上学员的祷告会，请唱赞美诗224首。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our night prayer session and sing hymn 224. Some
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们刚唱的 这首诗、非常有意思。
And the hymn that we just sing is very interesting.
这也反映了我们今天这个大家所学习到的今天撒迦利亚书的主题。
It's very meaningful for it reflects what we have learned in Zechariah today.
神要我们每一个人都能够回转归向他。
And God wished for every one of us to return back to Him.
我们如果每一个人都能够诚心的悔改归向神，那神一定会接纳我们。
And if each one of us can repent and return to God wholeheartedly, God will surely accept us.
我们要教会成长，我们要教会兴旺。
If you wish for the church to grow and prosper,
我们每一个人都应该在祷告的时候求神能够让我们这个去数算我们这个得罪他的地方。
And for each one of us in our prayers, we should count where we have sinned against God.
我们请看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三、二十四节。
Psalm chapter 139, verse 23 and 24.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三、二十四节。
Psalms 139, verse 23, 24.
神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。二十四节。
24.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。这两个经节告诉我们说，我们每一个人都应该求神来监察我们。
So these verses tell us each one of us should ask God and we should search within ourselves.
来知道我们的心思意念看看有没有违背他的地方。
And ask God to test each one of us to see whether we have wrong against Him.
看看我们里面有没有这些不义的想法没有。
See if there's any unrighteous thoughts within us.
那求神来引导我们走永生的道路。
And we ask God to lead us in the way of everlasting.
我们每一个人都克服各种困难。能够下定决心来到这里，来一起要这个学习主的道理。
And every one of us have overcome all different kinds of difficulty to be able to be here to worship.
那同时呢，我们也有一个其他的目的，就是要在灵里面祷告。
At the same time, we have another purpose, which is to pray in the spirit.
那求神的灵能够充满我们每一个人。
We ask the spirit of God to fill each one of us.
让我们借着神的灵，借着我们的祷告，能够把我们的心思意念清除干净。
And that through the Spirit of God and through our prayers, our thoughts may be cleansed.
当我们成为一个这个洁净的器皿的时候
，And when we have become a cleansed vessel,
那神的灵就更能够充满我们，让我们成为神的器皿。
And the Spirit of God can fill us even more to become His complete and useful vessel.
在以色列人他们要这个过约旦河之前
before the Israelites were about to cross the river Jordan,
那他们呢，这个耶稣亚呢吩咐他们，你们要自洁。
And Joshua commanded the people to cleanse themselves.
因为明天神必在你们中间行奇事。
For tomorrow the Lord will do miraculous things amongst you.
结果他们真的凭着信心当祭司的脚抬着约柜，脚踏入约旦河的时候，约旦河水就从上到下就分开成两半。
So truly by faith, when the feet of the priests were carrying the ark of covenant, step into the river.
那圣经特别记载呢，是在这个撒拉旦旁的约亚当城那里停住，立起撑点。
And the Bible records Jordan, the river, and the water in the river stopped.
那原来约旦河水在那个时候是涨过两岸
的。You can see at that time the water in River Jordan actually flooded over the two sides.
那这意味着这个亚当城有它特殊的意义在。
And the city by this river has its meaning.
我们每一个人都带有亚当的罪性。
And each one of us carry the sinful nature of Adam.
我们没有能力与罪断绝。
And we have no power to be completely cut off from sin.
我们没有能力胜过死亡，还有神的审判。
And we don't have the power to overcome death or judgment.
那我们只有靠着耶稣基督的救赎。
And we can rely on is the salvation of Lord Jesus.
啊，耶稣就是末后的亚当。
And Jesus Christ is the latter Adam.
借着圣灵的能力，我们才能够啊，这个胜过我们旧的亚当。
And only through the power of the Holy Spirit can we overcome that old Adam.
那这样呢，我们就能够像啊过约啊走约旦河甘地一样啊，这个啊啊到对岸去。
By that we can be like the Israelites who walk through the dry land and cross to the other side.
所以我们既然已经克服困难来到这里，我们更应该进一步的在灵里面啊，借着耶稣啊圣灵的能力呢啊来带领我们啊以罪断绝。
So since we have already overcome all the hindrances to be here, then we should rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to pray more.
让我们每一个人都能够对着自己的房屋来建造。
That each one of us may start to build our own houses.
啊，让耶路撒冷成为一个整齐、联络整齐的殿。
And allow the city of Jerusalem to become this holy city.
啊，这样就没有破口。
That there will be no gap.
啊，那我们啊。怎么对着自己的房屋来建造呢？
So how are we supposed to build our own houses?
从我们自己开始。
So we have to start from ourselves.
所以在我们跪下来祷告的时候，我们应该去思想我们得罪神的地方。
So when we kneel down to pray, we have to ponder upon where we have done wrong.
向神悔改。
We must repent to God.
求神赦免我们。
Ask God to forgive us.
那这样我们就祷告以后就自由了。
By that, after prayer, we will be free.
就不被罪所捆绑了。
We'll no longer be bounded by sin.
那这样，我们的心当圣灵充满我们的时候，我们就能够更活出主的样式出来。
And when the Holy Spirit fills our heart, we can live out the likeness of Christ even more.
那这样呢，我们也能够在日常生活里面来胜过罪。
And by that, we can also overcome sin in our daily lives.
每天过着一个得胜的生活。
And live a victorious life every day.
那这个小弟就以此和大家一起分享。
And these are my encouragement for all of you.
Yeah, 一起勉励。那我们现在请同心跪下来祷告。
So I'll pray in one accord.